Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fourth Sunday of Advent, Year C. Our readings for today, Micah chapter 5, verses 2 to 5a, Psalm 80, the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 5 to 10, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 55. Let us pray. Lord, Advent is here, but so are our family tensions. Advent is here, but so are dysfunctional relationships. Advent is here, but so are old habits. Advent is here, but gone are people we love. Advent is here, but old baggage still exists. Advent is here, but Lord, you say, do not fear, for I am with you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Lord, you say, peace is what I leave with you. It is my own peace that I give you. I do not give as the world does. Do not worry or be upset. Do not be afraid. I am with you always, even to the end of the ages. Today, we light the fourth candle in the Advent wreath. Week one, we lit the candle of hope, which represents the prophecies of Jesus' birth. Week two, the peace candle, representing Bethlehem, Jesus' birthplace. Week three, joy, the shepherds came to see Jesus. And week four, today, the candle representing love. Angels who proclaim the good news of Jesus' birth to the shepherds. And we have our hymn, Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus. We pray the collect for the fourth Sunday of Advent. Let us pray. Purify your conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son Jesus Christ at his coming may find in us a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Perfect Sacrifice. The Perfect Sacrifice. To the descendants of Abraham, blood represented life, and life was a most important, most valuable possession. Therefore, since humankind, represented by Adam and Eve, were disobedient to God and sin entered the world, separating humankind and God, whenever they wanted to express thanks to God, or whenever they wanted to atone, that is, to be at one with God, they would offer the blood, the life of an animal. It had to be a perfect animal, one without blemish, one whose life would be acceptable to God as an appeasement for their sins or for thanksgiving. The animal would be killed and the blood sprinkled on the altar and on the people, and the rest either eaten or burnt as an offering to God. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 20, after the flood, then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. Noah was expressing thanksgiving for the deliverance of himself and his family from the great flood. God accepted Noah's offering and promised, I will never again curse the ground because of humankind. Genesis chapter 8, verse 21a. When God told Abraham to take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I will show you, Genesis chapter 22, verse 2. God did not allow Abraham to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. God provided a lamb caught in a thicket by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son Isaac. Genesis chapter 22, verse 13. On their liberation from slavery in Egypt, the children of Israel were instructed to take a lamb, a year old male. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Slaughter it at twilight. Take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. Exodus chapter 12, verses 5 to 7. This was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice of liberation from slavery in Egypt. After Moses received the law, the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, he rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain. He sent young men of the people of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificial oxen as offerings of well-being to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in a basin, and half of the blood he dashed against the altar. Exodus chapter 24, verses 5 and 6. After reading the book of the covenant, and the people consented by saying, we will do what the Lord says, Moses took the blood and dashed it on the people and said, see, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words. Exodus 24, verse 8. After that, once a year, on the Day of Atonement, the high priest would enter the Holy of Holies and offer the blood of a bull and a goat for the sins of the people. The blood of the bull was sprinkled on the Ark of the Covenant, while the goat was sacrificed because of the uncleanness and rebellion of the Israelites, whatever their sin had been. Leviticus 16, verse 16. Another goat, the scapegoat, Aaron placed his hands on its head, confessed over it the rebellion and wickedness of the Israelites, and sent the goat out with an appointed man who released it in the wilderness. Leviticus 16, verse 21. The goat carried on itself all the sins of the people, which were forgiven for another year. Leviticus 16, verse 30. The writer of the book of Hebrews reminds us that it is not possible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. Hebrews 10, verse 4. The Hebrew word used for atonement means to cover. Animal sacrifices under the old covenant could cover sins, but could not take away sins. That is why the sacrifices had to be repeated year after year. The writer of Hebrews points out that most animal sacrifices under the law would not please God. God desired obedience rather than sacrifice. In order to help humankind to understand the need for obedience and to truly take away sin, God sent God's Son, the only one, the perfect one, the one without sin, to be the full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Jesus, in obedience to the Father's will, the Father's desire to save humankind, offered himself as a sacrifice for sins, past, present, and future. Past, we receive forgiveness of past sins and liberation from slavery to sin because of Christ. Present, Jesus' sacrifice of his life and death gives us here and now a new and intimate relationship with God. And the future, his ministry, death, and resurrection frees us from the power of evil and enables us to live a new life in time to come. Jesus is the fulfillment of God's desire to free us from sin and enable us to receive God's gift of salvation. We therefore must acknowledge the great sacrifice that Jesus made. As we prepare to celebrate the gift of Jesus to the world at Christmas, we must seek to benefit from his perfect sacrifice. We need to acknowledge that we have sinned, be truly sorry, have a desire to do better, and ask for forgiveness. We have the assurance that God will forgive our sins in Jesus' name, and we will be able to experience new life in Jesus' name, a life of faith, peace, and love. The hymn writer reminds us, he died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good. Because he was the one, full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, You sent your messengers to tell of the birth of your son, that people might believe in him. Open our ears to hear your call, to repent of our sins, and to seek our heavenly inheritance. May we profess Christ until we stand by his grace before the glory of your majesty. Grant this for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Awaken us, O Lord, with your grace for the future. As you graciously forgive our sins, protect and strengthen us from all danger of future sins, so that we may serve you with a clean conscience and joyfully receive our Lord Jesus Christ when he comes again in glory. He lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, fulfill our desire and kindle our hearts by your Spirit, that being filled with the oil of your grace, we may shine forth as bright lights at the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn, Hark! Hark the glad sound. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we ask you to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of God the Father, who created us and sustains the world in which we live, God the Son, who died for us and rose again to save us from a life of sin and death, and God the Holy Spirit, who inhabits and guides our sacramental and prayerful worship of Him, the one and triune God. May God bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of His countenance upon you and give you His peace this day and always. Amen. And we pray that you will have a very rewarding and spirit-filled week. We hope that you will follow the guidelines, worship God daily, wash your hands, wear your mask, and watch your distance. And please be safe. Today, the fourth Sunday of Advent, we lit the love candle. And love plays a vital role in the Christmas story. Because of Joseph's love for Mary, he did not cause a scandal when he discovered that she was pregnant before their marriage. Mary has a natural motherly love for Jesus, and we see God's love for the world by sending God's only Son to save us from sin and death. Jesus focused on preaching love throughout His ministry. Two of His greatest commandments involve love. Love God, love your neighbor. Love is the greatest of all virtues and encompasses Jesus' purpose for being on the earth.
Do you know what the extra button on your home's Wi-Fi router is for? By pressing this button for 5 seconds, you can instantly increase the...